I don't know, there's two or three dozen kind of berries, and there's one kind that I don't know what. Well, there is too, and I got a book in yonder about trees that shows it grows a right red berry on it. I always thought there was poison. Mm-hmm. And it grows got a bark like a holly, and but it don't grow like a holly. Mm-hmm. And we've got all kind of berries. We used to have more than we got now. The people have cleaned up the woods and sprayed so much they just about killed a lot of them out. Mm-hmm. We got the tree that grows a hackberry, the birds eat them. I got them here. Mm-hmm. And we got the wild cherry, got them there out there, the birds like them. Mm-hmm. And the winter huckleberry, the summer huckleberry, and the spring huckleberry. And there's just all kind of berries that grows out in the mountains here. That
you got any raspberries?
No, they won't hardly grow here now. They're up in New Hampshire and around up in the northeast. They're just prolific up there. Mm-hmm. But I've tried to raise them here, and they just don't. You can't ship them, and they don't last long. But they are wonderful. They got a flavor that nothing else has. Mm-hmm.
What, do you have any kind of plant or bush called laurel? Any kind of laurel?
Not that I know of.
Do you have anything called rhododendron? Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Haven't heard of that? What about, say, if a woman, her husband has just left her, he hadn't died, have you ever heard her called anything in particular?
Well, now, I don't know what you're getting at exactly there. I mean, what they call her, or whether it's a grass widower or a widower or something like that.
Do you have any idea why she'd be called a grass widower?
I have no idea. I don't have any idea. And, of course, the fellow that runs like that, a lot of them call them loafers.
Uh-huh.
And, but why they call that woman a grass widower, I've heard it all my life.
What do you call this thing, you know, it has wheels and you can put a baby in it and it'll lie down?
Well, they call them baby buggies.
Baby buggies, huh? If you had one, what would you say? You know, you might say, well, I think I'll put the baby in the buggy and go do what? What would you call it when you take him out, you know?
Well, I don't see, you just go roll him out or take him out for a joy ride or something like that.
What about, you know, a woman who is about to have a baby? You say she's...
Well, she's pregnant or she's quite far along.
Have you ever heard that called anything else besides pregnant or...
Family way.
Family way.
Oh, there's all kind of names of things like that, you know. It all means the same thing.
Have you ever heard anybody say, well, she swallowed a pumpkin seed?
Lots of sort of watermelon seed.
Uh-huh.
I know there's several of them times here. People I knew real well, I'd be joking with them. I'd give them a watermelon. I said, be sure and don't swallow a damn seed. Oh, that's an old saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you about this expression. Say if a boy has the same color hair and eyes as his father and the same shape nose, people would say that the boy,
he's image, just a solid image of his daddy or a solid image of his mother.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people say, well, so and so resembles his father?
Oh, yes.
Or takes after his father?
Oh, yeah.
Something like that.
I've had that said to me, many of the people I'd meet up in town. They'd say, well, I know, he'd say, you're Jess Rose, boy, you're just like him. Another person come along and say, you're Molly Rose, boy, you're just like her.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody sees a different resemblance. Mm-hmm. I've seen people that, quick as you'd see them, you knew their ancestors, you know.
Well, what might you say to a child?